Any thoughts about using MRD status outside a trial setting? It certainly makes a lot of sense. You know, the protocols are out there. What about using it right now in practice?
Well, I think it's an important endpoint. It gives me more comfort in terms of a fixed duration of treatment. If a patient's MRD negative, I'm much more comfortable with stopping therapy and giving them a treatment-free interval than I would be if the patient was MRD positive. Now, we need trial data, and we need data to incorporate MRD status into our treatment algorithms and management of patients. We don't quite have that yet, but I'm confident that in a few years we will, and that we'll be treating and managing patients based on MRD status. I think that approach needs to be more data-driven, and we just don't have the data yet. But I'm confident that that's the direction that we're going. We have traditionally looked at MRD status in the bone marrow. That's not really feasible for routine practice, community practice, checking MRD status in the bone marrow. So my opinion is that we need to develop and focus our attention more on blood MRD status and potentially develop more sensitive assays to look for MRD in the blood. And with that, we'll probably be managing patients with the MRD status with treatment.
So if an educated patient, maybe the patient's a physician or something, said, "You know, I'd like to know what my MRD status is. I know maybe you can't necessarily know for sure what to do about it, but I would like to know, is there any particular assay you'd suggest?"
So currently, there's a couple assays. Currently, the standard assay has been the flow cytometry-based 4-6 color MRD. That can be done on the blood. It can be done on the bone marrow. It can be done at any time point, so you don't need to have a pretreatment sample to assess for MRD status with that methodology. And you can get that done commercially, so to speak. So there are third parties who will run an MRD test by flow cytometry for you if you wanted to order that. There's another NGS-based assay that is being worked on in terms of getting it FDA approved. That approach is a little bit greater sensitivity than the flow-based assay. The flow-based assay gets 1 in 10,000 leukemia cells as the sensitivity for detection. The NGS-based assay approaches 1 in a million or 1 in 10 to the minus sixth. The limitation with the NGS-based assay is that it does require a pretreatment sample and then a follow-up sample when you're intending to evaluate for MRD. But it is more sensitive, and we're anticipating that it will be a FDA-approved assay in the future.